Weiter und Shas and Daf Yud Tes, picking up on the very second line of Yud Tes Amud Aleph. Let's just jump right into this, finishing off the previous Mishnah until the next Mishnah. Tanu Rabbanan, Kli Shenitmei Erev Yontov. You have a Kli that became Tamei Erev Yontov. In Matpino So Ben Hashmashos. You can't be Matpilit Ben Hashmashos. You know why? Rashi says because Ben Pleishu Safik Lai Elav and Him Samat Piyomtov. You're not allowed to be Tovel on Yontov. And since Ben Hashmashos between the sons after Shkia before it says is a Safik Yom Safik. You may be doing it on your other itself. That's a problem. Rav Shimon says, so you can't even do it during a weekday. Why can't you do it during the weekday? If we see a person, Rashi says, it's on his way to go matvas kli between bein hashmashos. We have to go and make sure we stop him from doing it because the fact that he's going to do it right now must be because he's thinking he's allowed to do it right away. Yeah, that's a problem because you need hair of shemesh. And this guy's not going to wait till the next day. And you have to make sure that he waits until the night passes over. Mipnei says, Gemara Shatar Hair of Shemesh. V'tana Kama lo by Hair of Shemesh. Like, why is the Tana Kama only says it by Yontif, though we're worried you're going to be cooking, you're tolling on Yontif? Why does it say also during the week? Is we're worried that maybe you're not going to do Hair of Shemesh. Amarava, no. Ashkechina lo abadon devei Rav, diyasri ka'ami. Rashi says, the Talmidim in the Beis Medrash were speaking out this idea and saying the difference. They say, "B'machshavto nikeres mitoch ma'isav kamifli." The machlokas of the Tanakama and Rav Shimon Shazuri is with their whether we could see based off their actions what their machshava is. Rashi says the karoy to bemutza, they're running to go do something. V'heichi dami, what's the case? Kigon de nuket manavidei. The person's holding some kli. V'roy tozav in a shmashas le'tbuli. He's running to go tovel it. My savar, one of them holds, he's talking about the Tanakama, they hold, hide the koroi, right? The fact that he's running, the ozil and going, mid the other, the boy Erev Shemesh, this guy knows that you need Erev Shemesh. And since this guy knows you have Erev Shemesh, one of two things. Either he knows I'm going to be running to make it before Erev Shemesh, before it's the nighttime, in which case, before it's Ben Hashmashos, in which is maybe I'll make it before, and then it'll hit Ben Hashmashos, then Erev Shemesh, I could use it right afterwards. Or if I end up making it, I'm like, oh, I missed this month. But fine, at least I'll be tovelet, and then I'll wait a whole nother day once I'm here. Might as well do it. Umar, and therefore he's not worried about it during a weekday. Umar Savar Machos Malachto who decorate. Maybe the person's running because of his work. He's running to go get work done. So he doesn't know about this manam and not this manam. V'amina lehu, ana, but he says, Rava says, and I said to these Talmidim, no. Machshavah nekeres mitoch ma'isav dekulei amal pligi. Everyone agrees when it comes to the fact that the guy's running to go do such a thing, that we could say that this guy knows what's going on and he's going to either make this manam or he's going to wait till the next day. Ki pligi, what are they arguing? Ki go in the Itmi bepachas megadasha. We're dealing with a case that this guy is not aware of the fact. We see from other times that this happened. That first, let me just tell you the halacha. If you have a sheretz which is less than a hadasha, it's less than a lentil, less than a lentil bean, and it goes and touches a kli, it's not going to be matami. It has to be at least a hadasha. And we're dealing with a case over here that we know this guy doesn't know the halacha of what happens if it's less than a hadasha. Vasal came to Rabban Lashir. He came to ask bepachas megadasha itmi ilo. Is that something which makes something tummy or doesn't make something tummy? And now, Meir Sefer 1 says, Midahad lo gamai Rav Shimon Shazuri, for the fact that he doesn't know that halacha, Harav Shemesh not milo gamai, he also doesn't know the halacha about Harav Shemesh, in which case, the guy doesn't understand, and therefore we have to stop him during the weekday. Umar Sava Batanakam says, no, ha hu de lo gomer. He just doesn't know the lacha of Pachas Mekadasha, but ha Erev Shemesh gomer, for sure he knows Harav Shemesh. Rashi explains, that's in my first pasuk. But the fact that it has to be that there has to be a dasha size of a sheretz of mitame for it to be tame, that's not a first pasuk, that's a limud. So therefore, maybe he didn't know that, so it's not a raya. That's why Tanakama says, I'm not worried about the fact of a weekday. He knows the halachas of Harav Shemesh, but we are worried about Yontif because maybe it's already Yontif, and that's a problem. Shemesh is serious. No, we're worried about both. Okay, next part of the Mishnah says, second to last part, matbil migav legav. We can go mitovlet from one reason for another reason. Gav legav. Tana Rabbanan, case migav legav. What does that mean? It means, harotze lasos gito al gav bado, a change of lashon there, bado al gav kito osa, which means let's say a person goes ahead and they have some sort of kli that's tummy and they go and they put it in the mikwa and they're matire it, but the reason they did it is in order to use it as a gas for the wine press. I mean, the gas is the wine press, so when it goes and do different processes of the wine, and now he's matire for that reason, and now he changes, says, you know what, I want to use it for something else. I want to use it for my bado, for my olive press. Or he flips and he did it for the olive press, he wants to do for the wine press. And now he wants to tovel it, l'shem that. That's not an issue. He could be tovel it, l'shem that on Yontif itself. Rashi says that Gaso al Gav Tfila, zu shehitbil l'shem bad kado, here he says, or bado, vein tzorch lachzor lahatbil l'shem gas, v'ahi tefila shnia, the second tefila he's doing it for, haba l'achmir atzmo lahatbil katani, mastisen, shehu matbil b'yom tov v'gidon yom tov, she'en kan tikun kli, there's no tikun kli here, v'en o tefila, she're en o tzricha, you don't have to be tolling this, l'shem that. So if you want to do it though, you can, you didn't do anything. What does it mean, that you can go and do that? That last part of the Mishnah, says, and you can do it, so now he says that, let's say a person has a mind, they want to be involved with a particular chabura, this is about Erev Pesach, and now they're going to go ahead, and for the Karban Pesach, they're going to be involved with one chabura. Now he's changed his mind, he wants to eat another chabura, and now he goes out, he's already tovled for one of them, he wants to go and tovled for them, l'shem that intent, he could do that, not a problem, because you're being machmir yourself to go tovel, you don't really have to do it, but if you'd like to do it, go for it, and you give it to in Yantif. Okay, next Mishnah. Let's talk about a couple different types of karbanos. One karban is called the karban shlomim. A karban shlomim is a bunch of that is eaten. You eat from the karban itself. That's something else known as a karban ola. Karban ola you don't eat from at all. That goes straight up to the Lord. Now, vaitu with that, it's something known as smicha. Not in terms of the rabbinate, but in terms of actually be somich, to rely on, to not rely on, that's like I'm somich and you have smicha, but to be somich means to actually put my weight on you, to push down on you. Smicha is part of the process which is done during certain karbanos, one known as a shlamim, that you put your hands on the animal and you push down with a lot of force on the animal itself. So with that information, let's jump in. B'shami omim, mevi'in shlamim, you're allowed to bring a karban shlamim, this is talking about on yontif. Why? Rashi says, because yesh ba'en achilas adam, a person can eat. You let it eat from it. You eat from a shlomim, therefore you let it go ahead and bring this on yontif. Ve'ein samcha alayim, but you can't do smicha on it. Says Rashi, that she'smicha asura mishum shavos. She'kol kochohu hayosomech. You put all his power on it. Ve'havelei mishtamish v'balechayim. Now you're using a animal on yontif that you're not supposed to be doing. Ve'tanan, ein roch v'nogabe be'em. You can't ride on an animal, so therefore you don't do smicha. Avalo olos, but don't think you're allowed to do. Again, this is in the world of Beishamai. You're not allowed to bring a carbon ola. You know why you can't bring an ola? It means you're only allowed to bring the one from the t'midim and the musafin, which is a carbon sibor, and therefore this man is kavua. But an olos yachid, don't bring, because you're not, because there's no achilas hedjit. You don't eat it all, because the pasuk says yaseh lechem b'lul gavoa. So that'll be for you and not for gavoa. Therefore, you're not allowed to go ahead and bring an ola that's not a chiv to bring. Ubeisilah argue, Beisilah say, mevi in shlamim v'olos. You're allowed to bring both. You can bring shlamim, you can bring olos. You good with everything? Bam. V'som chanalim. You can even do smicha on it. Wow. Zuk the Heilige Gemara. Amar Ula comes to qualify. What's this machlokas? Machlokas b'shalme chagiga lismoch v'olos re'ia likarev. The machlokas here is not whether or not you bring the shalme chagiga. You know, there's a shlamim, a carbon shlamim is brought for the chag. It's called the shalme chagiga. So saying b'shalme and b'sila are both maskim. You can go and bring it. The question is whether or not you could do smicha on it. Beis Hillel says you couldn't. Beis Shammai says no. V'olos re'iyah likarif, from whether or not you can actually bring the olos re'iyah altogether. Can you bring this ola? Another carbon that's brought when you come to the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis Shammai Sariv v'chagosam osam chag la'ashem. You do a chag for chagosam oso, celebrate it, a celebration for Hashem. Chagiga in olos re'iyah lo, which means only chagiga in that olos re'iyah. Beis Hillel Sariv, they say la'ashem. Means kol de Hashem, anything that's for Hashem. So therefore, you're allowed to even bring an ola. Aval nedarim u'nedavos, divrei kol ein kriv miyom tov. When it comes to neder and nedava, which are things that you don't have to be bringing right now, you can bring another time, everybody agrees that you don't bring it on yontov. V'chein amar av adar b'ahava, nedarim u'nedavos, ein kriv miyom tov. Rashi brings that important point. He says, but hold on 1 second. Even the chagiga and the olas re'iyah, you don't have to bring today. You can bring it the whole week. So why is it allowed to doing it? He says, we're worried that maybe there's going to be some sort of ones, and not going to be able to bring it the rest of the day, and therefore, you go ahead and you do it today. That's the Rashi dealing with the Dharma Nadavas, because the Dharma Nadavas can't be brought today. So these things are worried, it's supposed to be brought in Yontif. The Dharma Nadavas can be brought pretty much any time, therefore, we don't allow it now. Frak the Gemara, this is all Ula. Mei Sevei, Yom Rav Shimon Ben Olazar. He says, Lo Nechlu Beisham Beiselel, Al Ola She'enu Shel Yomtov. They're not arguing about an Ola that's not for Yontif. Rashi says, Lamashal could go Nedo Nadava. Those are Nedo Nadava of an Ola that's not for Yontif. That everyone agrees, She'enu Kreva Beyontov, but Shalom Beiselel, also you can't bring it. Rashi says, The Isba Tarti Li Yisura. Ein ba'achilas adam ve'ev shalach hezban. You can't eat any of it, and you can do it afterwards. Ve'al shlomim shein shal yomtiv, and if you have a shlomim that's for yomtiv, known as like the chagiga and the shalmei simcha, shekrivim yomtiv, you actually bring that on yomtiv itself. Even Beishamei is saying that. Says Rashi, ikatarti leteira, achilas adam, ve'hein zmanam beregel, ve'im yavar regel, batal karbano. This is something which is a person can eat it, and also the time is on the regal itself, and if you pass by, after the regal, you're not going to be able to bring it all together. So, what are they actually arguing over? Al ola shehi shal yontif. They're known as the olas re'iyah, an ola that's for yontif. Val shlomim she'enim shal yontif, a shalom that's not for yontif. That's where they have the machlokas. Beishami omim lo yavi. Beishami says, don't bring it, an ola of olas re'iyah. And the shlomim, the enim shal yontif, don't bring either. Beishalomim yavi, you can bring both of them. Well, that's pretty straight up against the way Ula understood, because now we're saying that you're allowed to bring a shlomim sheino sheyontiv. You can bring any side of shlomim, even in the Darim and in the Davos. That's straight up against Ula. He says, no, you're not bringing the Darim and the Davos. Oh, question. Says Gemara Tartzei Mahachi. Let's answer like this. Got to fix up a little bit what that Braisa was saying. Omer of Shimon Elazar, who we just brought, says, lo nechlu beisham beiselel al ola ushlomim she'enim shal yontif that they're not for yontif, she'en krev yontif. No, you don't bring a yontif, like Ola said. Ve'al shlomim she'em shal yontif, she'krev yontif, like Ola said. Amalach, what are they arguing over? Al ola she'hi shal yontif, and ola which is for yontif. Beisham yomim lo yavi. Beiselomim yavi. So this pretty much goes exactly like Ola said. Rav Yosef comes on and he says, why are you switching lashon? No, keep it as an issue. Keep it as a machlokas. What, you can't have a machlokas? Rav Yosef, I'm a tanoi shakal to me'alma. What, did you take away all the machlokas tanoim in the world? Says Rashi, v'chilo mishkachas tana da'amer ka'ula, the tema ula ki'ahus v'ele. It's a tana like ula, ki de'etzuchina lecha l'shabusha l'hach masis l'tirusa. You find, there's no tana that ula is going like, that you could say that like, okay, it's just a machlokas that you have to go out and switch around and hold all the lashonas here. What do you mean? Tanoi is a machlokas tanoi. Rashi says Achkan Tana Chrina the Koy Kula. We have one that holds like Ula. The Tanya we learned in a Brisa. Shlomim Aboyim Machlus Yomtov be Yomtov. If you have Shlomim that brought on Yomtov for Yomtov, be Shami Yomim, Somechalim Erev Yomtov, Shochlim Yomtov. You do smicha on them, and you do smicha on them Erev Yomtov, and you shech them on Yomtov itself. Ubeisilom beisil say somachalim biyontov. You give it to smich on yontov, v'shochtam yontov, and do shchita on yontov itself. Beep, turn the page. Yud tesame beis. Aval the darmin udavos divya kolin kriven biyontov. When it comes to darmin udavos, everybody agrees that you can't bring that on yontov. So this second brisa right now, this one that we're bringing over here, this is the way that goes. This way Ula's working, and the other one that we said a moment ago, that's the one going against him. That even Beis Hillel says you can even bring Shalom that are you can bring the Darman and Davos argues with Ula. So it's a machlokas tanoim. Zok the Heilige Gemara, v'hani tanoi ki ani tanoi. This machlokas tanoim, whether or not the Darman and Davos are brought on Yontif itself. Do we understand that Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel for sure say no, but Beis Hillel one Braisa says that Beis Hillel says the Darman Davos can be brought. Another one says it can't be brought. We're going to see is like the following one as well. Same machlokas. Or Tanya, ein mevi'in toda b'chag hamatzos mepnei chamit shabah. A korban toda is brought if someone went through some sort of matzah over their life saved, a classic, they were sick, or they were in prison, or they went through some sort of dangerous matzah, etc. So might as well say all of them once they said it. If they were like really sick, God forbid, and they got out of it, or they crossed over water, or they crossed over an ocean, or they were imprisoned, then after the bringing carbon toad, the carbon toad is a carbon, brought some sort of sekarefas as well, came along with it, lachmei toda, 40 loaves of bread came along with it. Rashi says, achalos lechem chametz. So we know that from the pasuk saying, you can't bring it on yontif because of the chametz. Vlobat seres, you can't bring it on seres is shavuos, because of pleishu yontif, because you can't bring it on yontif. Rashi says, and a toda is nedarim v'nedavos. Aval, maybe adam todaso bechag sukkos. So you can bring it on sukkos. What does that mean in sukkos? Oh, I thought you can't bring it on tef. It means cholamoid. You can bring it on cholamoid. Rabbi Shimon says, Harei Omer, ay, but we're going to say a statement from Shimon. We're going to explain it in a moment. But Rabbi Shimon says, Harei Omer, it says, bechag matzos, uvechag shavuos, uvechag sukkos. Which means what? Kol sheba bechag matzos, ba bechag shavuos, uvechag sukkos. Kol shelo bechag matzos, ain't ba bechag shavuos, uvechag sukkos. Whatever that means, that we're going to explain in a minute. So far, we have the Tanakhama and Reb Shimon. Now we get Rabbi Elazar, Reb Shimon, Omer. Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon says, maybe Adam Todasa b'chagasukos, you can bring in his chagasukos. And we're going to see the Gemara says, l'kamei, l'kamei, b'farsha, fil b'yantif, kamei, even a yantif. Oh, we see the machlokas. V'yotziba yidei chavasa mishum simcha. And you can be yotzei with bringing this carbon toda. You could be yotzei your mitzvah of bringing your shalmei simcha. You know, you have to bring a shalmei chagiga and shalmei simcha. That could be your shalmei simcha. Ve'ein yotzei mishum chagiga, but you're not yotzei for the chagiga. Rashi explains, why are you yotzei your shalmei simcha with such a thing? Why would you be okay and now you are yotzei your... Yeah, you have to bring a shalmei chagiga and a shalmei simcha. Why could be yotzei your shalmei simcha with bringing the carbon for the carbon toda? He said, because the pasuk says v'samachta v'chagecha, but it doesn't say specifically that you bring a shlamim. And therefore, we understand anything can fulfill that, can work for it. When it comes to shalmei chagiga, though, Rashi says, davar shebechovahu. V'chol davar shebechovahu, anything which is davar shebechov, eino ba ela min achulin. It has to come from chulin. V'toda zu kvar mechuyavu ba, v'ein zu min achulin, shepota ba chagigasa. So you'd have to actually bring, that's not something that can work for it, you have to bring another particular carbon for it. Now let's break down this braisa to see this machlokas. Amar mar, ein revian told the mechag matzav bnei chametz haba. Pshitas, obviously you can't bring his chametz. Amar Rav Ada b'rei David, it's like for Amar Rav Shmuel bar Abba, comes to explain, this is what it means. Hacha ba'ar ba'asar skin. Here we're talking about on the 14th. 14th, you're still allowed to have chametz. Throwback to Psachim Daf Yud Gimel Mabez brings him a source. Shas says, because of our in Mavian Kachim the base of Psul, you're allowed to eat Chametz on Pesach until the fourth hour of the day. And if a person goes in and brings the carbon Toda on the 14th, since you bring with it 40 loaves, and we know that halacha is that you're allowed to have, you're allowed to go, you know, you eat it, the halacha is that what you do is you eat it during the day, and then you bring in the carbon on the next night. And what happens is if you don't eat all the stuff over there during the day, then all of it becomes pusle and you got to get rid of it, you got to burn it. And that's a problem. We don't want to cause a situation that you're going to have stuff that you're not going to be able to eat and you're going to come to burn. Because suffer, ein mevi'in kachim lebeis apsul. This is the discussion of Pesachim over there. And over here, he's of the opinion, you can't bring kachim lebeis apsul. You can't be setting up in a way that you're going to be coming to go ahead. It's going to become no good and coming to burn it. Okay, that is the first opinion. V'lo ba'atzeres v'pneishu yom tov, you can't bring it on atzeres on Shavuos because it's yontif, no chol amoed in Shavuos, right? So you can't bring it on atzeres, that is yontif itself. Kasavar, there must be that he holds the darmon adavos, inkrim yontif, you can't bring the darmon adavos on yontif. Wow. This is all in the Tanakhama, don't forget. Aval, maybe Adam Todasa b'chag Sukkos. You can bring it on Sukkos. Amos, when is that so? Elaim b'yom tovatsa. If you want to say it means on yontif itself, v'amart v'lo b'atzeres, but you can't bring it on atzeres because yontif. Ela b'chol shamoig. Like Rashi explained, it must be talking about, you can bring it on Sukkos during cholamoid. Can't bring it on Pesach the Toda because it's chametz. Can't bring it on Shavuos because it's a nedarim in the davos. And there's no cholamoid over there, so clearly you can't bring it in there before we see. You also can't bring darmon davos on yontif. And you can bring it on sukkos because you're bringing a cholamoid to sukkos. That was the first opinion. Second, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Harehu ba, Harehu Omer, b'chagamatz, chagashuv, chagasukkos. Which we explained meant, kol sheba b'chagamatz, ba b'chagashuv, chagasukkos. Kol sheba b'chagamatz, ena ba b'chagashuv, chagasukkos. Now. Sounds like he's saying, not only can't you bring it on Pesach, not only can't you bring it on Shavuos, but you can't even bring it on Sukkos. Now, we said, Tanakhama said, you're allowed to bring it on Sukkos, means Chol HaMoed. It must be that he's being more machmir. You can't even bring it on Chol HaMoed of Sukkos. Maskevlar of Zer. If Zer comes in, he freks Akasha. Really? You're not allowed to go out and bring the Darman of Doris on Chol HaMoed of Sukkos? Hashta salose misalsinon. Rashi explains what that means is that lokten eitzim besade, you're allowed to gather wood from a field, the min of a chubar, that's attached to the ground. The chol moed, you can rip out stuff from the ground. The tanya moed katan, kotsin eitzim min of a chubar moed, the tzarcha moed. You're allowed, as a gomar says, moed katan, daf yud bezim abez, you're allowed to rip out stuff from the ground, wood from the ground, trees, in order to use it, the tzarcha moed. So what, Nedarim and Nedarim, buddy? You're telling me you're allowed to do Nedarim and Nedavos, which you're allowed to go ahead, you're allowed to shecht things in order to eat it. So why can't I go ahead and shecht it and then eat it? For sure it should be okay to do. So Abaye explains this totally differently. Omer Abaye, Bakrova kuli amalo pligi, the Shah everyone agrees that you're allowed to go and you're going to be makrav. Even a cholamoid, no problem. Even Rabbi Shimon ben Shizuri says you could do that. Ki pligi, what's a machlok? It's about something entirely different. Lamekim alei baal ta'acher. Whether you, in order to apply the shtickle of baal ta'acher. The basic principles as follows. The pasuk says, "Kisido neder la Hashem Elokecha lo sa'acher l'shamo." When a person makes a neder, lo sa'acher, don't delay in paying it back. Question is, what does that mean? Don't delay. So there's a discussion about three regalim, the shalosh regalim. Doesn't mean don't delay. You have to bring it within one of the three regalim from the time you make the neder. Or does it have to be that the shalosh regalim have to be done in order? Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. That's the way that the pasuk says. Chag Pesach, Chag Shavuos, Chag Sukkos, which the Gemara elsewhere says, why do you need to tell me, spell out these three things if you just said it's a shalosh regalim? So some say, because it's coming to tell you, it's got to be in that those particular three in that order. So, Lamashal. Then we'll go into the different opinions of who says what. Let's say one opinion says that if I go ahead and I make my neder after Pesach, then I have to pay it by the following Sukkos. In other words, five holidays have to pass. Because we have Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. It's got to be done in order to be over in Bal Sa'acher. Since Pesach already passed, then it's Shavuos. And if I do it between Pesach and Shavuos, so then I make the neder. Then I have Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. I have five different Yom Tovim to pay this up. Of course, others say, no, it doesn't have to be done in Kisidron. If it doesn't have to be done in Kisidron, then it's just three holidays. And therefore, if let's say after Pesach, then you have Shavuos and Sukkos, and then Pesach. You have to do it by the following Pesach. Now, here's the deal. You can bring it whenever you want. But people usually don't bring it. People are not usually hanging up at the Beis HaMikdash, but they are there Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. So it's a recommendation, according to those who say, has to be in Kisidron, to do it on Sukkos, because if you don't do it on Sukkos, then you're going to have to come another time Stam, because you can't bring it on Pesach, you can't bring it on Shavuos, you're going to have to bring it another time Stam. And now let's break it down. Lemeikam Aleib about the Acha, that's the discussion here. Tanakama Sava, the first one, meaning Tanakama says, Shalosh Regalim, Amar Achmana Paskas, Shalosh Regalim, Afilu Shalok Kisidron, even not Kisidron. And that's the Tanakhama saying, good idea to do it, even if you just did it right before Sukkos, even though you have Sukkos, and then Pesach, and then Shavuos, because you can't bring it on Pesach, because Chametz, right? Todah is Chametz. You can't bring it on Shavuos, because you can't bring it on Yom Tov. Therefore, bring it on Sukkos now, because if you don't bring it now, then you're going to have to bring it some other time. Rav Shimon Sabar, he says, Kisidron in, Shalo Kisidron lo. So he's of the opinion, says, no, it's got to be done Kisidron, therefore you're not in a rush to do such a thing, because you have plenty of time to bring it, so you don't have to do it right now because it has to be done three in a row. And if right now it's before Sukkos, I have to do it now. I can do the following Sukkos, I could wait. And last but not least, we said in the Brice of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, and this is going to be the Machlokas of Tanakama, maybe Adam Todasa Bechag Sukkos. You can bring it on Sukkos. Now, Amos, what's he talking about? When? Elim B'chol Shemot, if you want to say it means a Cholomoid. Had a Tanakama. That's exactly the same thing as Tanakama. Ella b'yom tov. It must be talking about a yom tov. V'kasav in a darman of davas. Crave me yom tov. It must be old. And a darman of davas are brought on yom tov. Bam! And there you have the machlokas tanaim. Tanakama saying that you don't bring in a darman of davas yom tov. And Rabbi Shimon Melazar saying that you... Rabbi Shimon says that you can bring the darman of davas on yom tov. So we see just like a machlokas over there. We see the machlokas over here as well. Frek the Gemara, if that's the case, so my shtal chag sukkos tenokad. Why do you say sukkos? If you could do it on yontif, so say shavuos. I get you can't do it on Pesach because it's chametz, but you could do it on shavuos. And says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Latame, it goes according to his own logic. Now remember, we spoke about the fact about the acher. Does it have to be three in a row, or does it have to be? I'm sorry, three kaseder of Pesach, shavuos, and sukkos, or maybe no, even just any three. We now see there's a third opinion, and this is Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, who says it's neither of those. Rather, what is it? Even Sukkos alone, you do it the day before Sukkos, you'd have to go in and do it that Sukkos, because if not, it's going to be about the Acher. Let's see. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Tlatame, Detanya, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Lo Yomer, Chagos Sukkos, it shouldn't say Chagos Sukkos, Shabbo Kosem Medaber. It says B'Shalosh Regalim, so I don't have to go and say Chagos Sukkos, Shavuos Chagasukas. So why is it telling you Lomen Amar Lomer Shizachot? I'll tell you that's the last one in the order of three, and then you have to have those three. And if you did it right before Sukkos, you have five. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, he argues, says Lomer Shizagorim. No, this is a thing that's going to cause the Isser. You have to be doing it. Sukkos is the end point. I don't care how much before or how much before, even if it's before Pesach, before Shavuos, or even right before Sukkos, that's the end point of those three. And therefore, you'd have to bring it right away. Okay, got to take this back again. This is the last part of the braisa. Instead of yotzi ba mishum simcha, you could also use your toda in order to do your simcha. V'ini yotzi ba mishum chagiga, but you can't use it for your chagiga. That's more pshita, obviously. Davar shebechovahu. Chol davar shebechovah in a ba'el min a chulin. It's something that's a chiev, and a chiev can't come from chulin. Has to come from chulin. Can't be something that's already kados and set aside. It's gemara lo tzricha da'afagav de parish. We need a case of where you explicitly spelled it out. K'dabai mei Rav Shimon ben Lakish mei Rav Yochanan. Like Rav Shimon ben Lakish asked Rav Yochanan. Let's say a person says, they take from Chulin, they say, this is my Toda, and I'll be doing my Chagiga from it. Oh, then do you say it also comes from Chulin, Kilo? Or a person says, Hareini Nazir, I'm a Nazir, beep, turn the page. And I'm going to agaleach. I'm going to, when I cut my hair and I have to bring carbonos, Rashi points out, I have to bring carbonos, shagazar love kaso, beyom tiglachaso, ekonomi mosasheni. I'm going to use my mosasheni money, which is kadosh, but I'm taking this money, saying, this is my mosasheni. We know in the first year, second year, fourth year, and fifth year, we have to take off mosasheni, bringing the stuff to Yushalayim, and then eating Yushalayim, or put it onto money and bring it to buy the stuff, you know, in Yushalayim, and it there. When I go and I'm consecrating this stuff, maybe I'll say, I'm also doing it for my carbonus for Nazir. Ma, what's going to be the din? Does it work that it came from Chulin or not? Amalei, he said back to him, Nadur, Veda Yotze, Nazir, Veda Magalech. It's considered a neder. In other words, your carbon toda is a carbon toda, but sorry, you're not Yotze, you're Chagiga with it. And you're considered Nazir, Veda Magalech, but you can't use this money in order to go ahead and pay off your carbonus from it. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.